Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 9th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our goal each weekday morning is to prepare and share these messages in order to encourage and instruct others. Today's message is titled Epaenetus. Brooksine will read from Romans 16, verse 5.
Greet my dear friend Epaenetus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia.
Last night we went to the Mannheim Farm Show, a county fair-like activity in the nearby town of Mannheim. Here in Lancaster County, we don't have a single county-wide fair, but many of the communities hold their own. Local organizations and ministries are given opportunities to raise funds for the various foods they sell.
It was a beautiful fall evening as we walked along and saw many friends we've made during our 8.5 years of living in Lancaster County. Not only did we run into people we hadn't seen for a long time, but so did many others. You could tell by their hearty greetings, their hugs, and the big smiles that crossed their faces.
We visited for a few minutes with Rich and his wife Jamie, that we hadn't seen for about a year. I met Rich shortly after moving to this area when I was a chaplain at the company where he works. I also shared a message in his church last year. Jamie's father was with them and introduced himself. He'd become a widower after 57 years of marriage this past year. On May 8th, interestingly the very same day that Brooksie and I celebrated 33 years of marriage, he said goodbye to his closest companion on earth. The evidence of the love and admiration he had for his wife was seen in the tears that welled up in his eyes several times in the few minutes we talked together.
He told us they had taught the 5- and 6-year-old class for 40 years together in his church, but altogether she had even taught it for 48 years. As he shared this amazing story, he didn't realize our pastoral role, but knowing how hard it is to get Christian workers for this age group, we immediately thought of the blessing this couple had been to their local congregation. He proudly told us that not too many years ago, one of the students from his wife's class in her latter teen years told him, "Your wife was my favorite teacher." Now that's a wonderful tribute to a teacher, for a teen to remember and acknowledge the effectiveness of a Sunday school teacher from her elementary years, young elementary years, I should say. This teacher's faithfulness was rewarded with such a compliment. This couple had no grandchildren, but he stated that those children over the years were like grandchildren to them.
What a heartwarming, expression of ministry there. Well, when considering the advancement of the church throughout the ages, we often think of a great apostle in the Bible like Paul, or a well-known leader in church history such as John Wesley, or even some famous preachers of our own time. But we believe the vast majority of impact is being made by people virtually unknown apart from their own church or community, such as this faithful couple. These are the people passing the faith along by personal relationship and faithful involvement in people's lives.
Our verse today is easy to glance over as we read the final chapter of Romans. Paul has moved from great theological truths to practical applications to a very personal final chapter. This chapter is loaded with references to the people in Paul's life. He specifically greeted 27 individuals by their proper names. Most all of them are obscure to us and not mentioned anywhere else in the scriptures. One, Epaenetus, had the incredible distinction of being the very first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. And I'm sure that made him stand out in Paul's mind. This is a reference to present-day Turkey or Asia Minor, and thus his was the very first conversion during Paul's first missionary journey. These first converts are mentioned in Acts 13 at Pisidian Antioch.
Paul calls Epaenetus a dear friend. His name means praiseworthy. What a special relationship they must have had. It's remarkable that they had stayed in touch all through the years with no email or phone capabilities. Now Paul is writing to him as one of the believers in the Roman church where he apparently relocated from Asia. Epaenetus had stayed faithful and heeded the early encouragement of Paul and Barnabas, who had urged them to continue in the grace of God in Acts 13:43. Can you imagine the big smile that crossed his face as Epaphroditus' heart was touched by the personal greeting Paul wrote to him in the letter, likely read aloud to the other believers gathered on that day.
I expect that each of you have long-term, loyal friends like Paul. I'm certainly glad for those kind of friends. It's especially heartening when you know you've had a lasting impact on someone's life, as Paul had with Epaphroditus, or vice versa.
Today, is there a long-term friend like Epaphroditus that you're likely to run into on the street, but deserves a personal greeting from you? I said likely. I should have said unlikely. You're unlikely to run into on the street or at a county fair like we mentioned. Well, they need that personal greeting. Take the time and make the effort to do so, since for some, it might be the only bright spot in their day. It will surely bring a big smile to their face, will warm their hearts, and make a memorable day for them as you bring a word of encouragement and appreciation.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for workers in your vineyard who helped to build a firm biblical foundation in our lives over the years. They obeyed your leading. They prayed, prepared, and delivered your divine truths in an age-appropriate instructional manner so that we could grow in the ways of the Lord from our youth into our adult years. Thank you especially for their loving devotion and faithful service. There is a difference in those who are motivated solely by duty rather than conviction and devotion. May our sense of duty be a result of our devotion to your great cause, the salvation of souls and discipling them through the instruction of your holy word. May we be counted among the faithful in our relationship to you and in our relationship to others. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's been an unusual message today, perhaps the first time you ever considered the biblical character named Epaphroditus. But I have a feeling he's similar to so many that we encounter that are not well known, but nevertheless making the impact that God calls us to make. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, October 9th, 2009. If you go to our site today, we have a number of photos from our day yesterday, including the fair and a trip to our Amish friend's home, who we both visited for a few minutes yesterday, and some other photos along our journey in the eastern part of Lancaster County. We do have two songs we want to share today. One of them is a spiritual song, Friends. Many of you have heard, we've used a number of times in this series, the Michael W. Smith song that just kind of has a heartwarming sense of what friendship is. Another one that is admittedly not spiritual, but I like, it's a Roger Miller song titled Old Friends. Now, let me mention that we will be driving up to the Lehigh Valley to visit my brother and his family following our church service on Sunday. And Monday morning, we plan to go to Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, which is near the Poconos, and visit the town and ride the train. We expect we'll be seeing some of the beautiful fall foliage that this area is known for. And thus, we will not be preparing a message on Monday, October 12th, but do expect to resume the series on Tuesday, October 13th, Lord willing. Once again, thanks for joining us today. May God fill your heart with encouragement today.